Black and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Last night to the Rams, 24-10. They are now 5-2 on the season. And it seems like the balance is at a point. We are at a point in the schedule now where people are either jumping off the ship saying that this is a good football team because of what they saw last night, or you can kind of look at this with a measured response and kind of take a look at this Bears team and say, yeah, they're 5-2, but at this point, a bad loss on Monday Night Football does not end the season. And the numbers are in your favor, even though you have a terrible offense. The defense is still good enough, and you should be able to beat enough bad teams left on the schedule that this will be a playoff team. Now, those are the two options that you can kind of look at with this going forward, but neither of those two options really tell you anything about the future, because I think we can all agree the future beyond the playoffs in this season, it's not there because there's no quarterback, and it seems as if this offense is no good, and the head coach is probably not good either. So you can still make the playoffs, but there's a lot of questions that need to be answered as we head into the future, especially on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I think that, you know, when you look to the future and we look past this year, and it kind of, I know they're 5-2, but at the same time, we are looking toward next year because, yeah, they can maybe win 5 or 6 more games. They could only win 4 games. Maybe they only win 3 games. But if they win 4 or 5 more games, if they win 5 games, they're definitely a playoff team. If they win 6 games, they're definitely a playoff team. 4 games, you may have to have some tiebreakers go in your favor. Obviously, they just lost the tiebreaker with the Rams. So 4 games, it's questionable. 3 more games and they might not get in, and then everyone might lose their jobs, and then you're looking for a new GM, a new coach, and a new quarterback. But Chris, the recipe is there. Like, the format is there, right? Other teams have done this. Now, they may not have the same success and the same record as the Bears do, but you can find ways, and Ryan Pace has found ways to move up in the draft. Like, they have a good defense. The defensive players on this team aren't going anywhere. Akeem Hicks is locked up. Khalil Mack is locked up. Eddie Jackson, Kyle Fuller, Jalen Johnson's a rookie. These guys are locked up. Roquan Smith. The defense isn't going anywhere, and they're still a top 5 defense. They're at least top 10. They were top 10 last year. They were top 5 the year before that, and this year going into yesterday, they were a top 5 defense, okay? You have playmakers. Extend Allen Robinson. He's there. David Montgomery is not a bad running back. I don't understand why people keep crapping on David Montgomery. He's not a bad running back. He's a serviceable running back. The scheme is bad. Using Cordarrelle Patterson when you need a yard and starting him 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage, that's just bad play calling and bad use of personnel. Cole Kmet should be used more. The thing is, and I look to the Chargers and how they go out and they get Justin Herbert. Everybody's like, all right, Herbert's okay. He was good in college and he's lighting it up. Why can't they go out and find their Justin Herbert? Why can't they, if you have to move up in the draft, we know Pace has done it before. Do you trust Pace to do it? Probably not. Do you trust Matt Nagy to find another quarterback? Maybe. By all accounts, he rated Patrick Mahomes out of the highest in that draft class when the Chiefs took Patrick Mahomes. And Matt Nagy ranked Trubisky the highest. So the recipe is there. You can find these young quarterbacks. Look at Joe Burrow. Look at Herbert. Look at, Tua's going to get his first start this week. These young quarterbacks are coming in and playing well right away. You can find that guy. And if you find that guy and he plays as well as Herbert is playing or as well as Joe Burrow's playing, the team's good. The team can be great because Joe Burrow's playing with a crappy team. Joe Burrow's playing with a Bengals team where they have to score 40 points a game so they can win. You don't need to do that with the Bears. If they find their answer at quarterback for the future, this team can do it. Nick Foles is not the answer. We knew that going in. We know it for sure now. Trubisky's not the answer. But if you can find your quarterback for the future, for next season, the team is set up to win. The team has the personnel. They're just not being used well, and they're not calling good plays, and that comes down to coaching.
And when we look at the coach last night in the game, Brian Greasy on ESPN's Monday Night Football, he said this talking about Nick Foles and Matt Nagy. It's something that caught my attention in the game. Everyone's talking about it today. In case you missed it, here it is. Brian Greasy last night talking about the relationship between Foles and Nagy.
We were talking to Nick Foles yesterday, and he said, you know, sometimes play calls come in, and I know that I don't have time to execute that play call. And, you know, I'm the one out here getting hit. Sometimes the guy calling the plays, Matt Nagy, he doesn't know how much time there is back here. And so that's something that they have to get worked out.
So the one thing that I look at when I heard that is, the first thing I thought of is, man, another game where the offense can't score points. And it seems like Matt Nagy is a major problem, not only with the offense being successful, but either blowing timeouts because personnel can't get on the field or they don't know what they're doing, so the organization of the offense overall, or pocketing a timeout at the end of the first half, which I think is completely inexcusable. I mean, how can you do that? How can you justify you decide to just pack it in for halftime at the end of the first half? You had a timeout. You were forcing the Rams to punt in that situation. You would have had at least that punt return, and who knows what would have come off of that play. And I get it. The chances are very low for you to actually succeed, score a touchdown, block a punt, and any of that. That's not the point here. The point here is your coach gave up. The coach gave up in the first half.
Yeah.
That, to me, you cannot come back from. You see each and every week, he doesn't understand end-of-game situations. And then on top of it, he is a bad play caller. So as we kind of go through this and we kind of look at Matt Nagy, to me, I am starting to lose my faith that he is actually a decent head football coach. I don't think he's good at anything. And in fact, I think he's a poor football coach. And I think most weeks when the Bears are matched up with the other team, the head coaching advantage is going to the opponent. Look. And I think that is something that is starting to become obviously clear to me, that Matt Nagy is a problem here. And it's not. It goes beyond just the inability to score touchdowns on offense.
If Ryan Pace were looking to save his job at this point, it might be letting go Matt Nagy right now, making one of the 8 offensive coaches he brought in to call plays, the head of the offense, and make Pagano the head coach. I mean,
listen, I'll pass on all that. I don't want any of that.
But that's what else
do I
is
want
there?
All these little Nagy if friends right, to be look. Running the same scheme that Nagy can't run? And
because
clearly,
you got to do something.
They're
this
not
year.
Chirping in his ear to let him know.
Or are
hey, bro,
they?
You have a timeout. Why are you not using it at the end of the half? You
see,
think
Chris,
that they're all afraid of Matt Nagy?
See, Chris, no. That's not what I think.
It's unbelievable.
I think that they are not afraid. I think that they are chirping in his ear. But I think that. That Ryan
Not a lot
Pace,
of success from
no,
those
listen,
guys either.
Listen, we've talked about this before with Ryan Pace, how he hires guys and drafts guys that are like him. You know, Ryan Pace went rogue when he went on Trubisky, right? Everybody knows the story. Dan Weider wrote about it in the Tribune. Everybody knows the story. Ryan Pace went rogue. Didn't tell any of his scouts who he was going to pick. Didn't even tell the head coach who he was going to pick. Went rogue. Picked Trubisky. Do you think he hired himself in Matt Nagy? All these guys are giving him input throughout the week and what they should do, and then he just goes rogue on game day?
No, I don't think
because
that's
I,
it. I think they're all...
I said this, what was it, Monday last week when we came in? And I said, I'm sick of the BU. I'm sick of the BU. That's all we saw yesterday was more being you. You know what BU resulted in? A punt, another punt, a field goal, another punt, another punt, another punt, an interception, downs, interception, downs. Those are their drives. That's their drive chart from yesterday. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, they're awful. Like I get it. The offense is bad, but it bothers me more that he is a bad head coach. The schemes, the setup of going through the end of the halves, figuring out strategy within a game, that's all over his head too. Like, that's a problem. It is clearly a problem offensively. But he is also not a good head coach. Do not let anybody tell you he's a good head coach. Mm-mm. You hear people say, well, the room, they like him, the room, this, that, and the other. It doesn't matter when you lose. When your guy pockets a timeout for halftime so he can chew on it later, it does nothing. You can't take the timeout into the second half. What is he doing? Vincenzo in Lamont, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, man?
Gentlemen, good evening. Hey, I couldn't agree with you more about Nagy. You know, his record, you know, these last 3 years might be pretty decent. But, I mean, how many times has that defense bailed him out? Like, imagine if we had a middle of the pack or a bottom tier or just a below-average defense, you know, not bailing him out. Another point I wanted to make is, you know, everyone keeps wanting to throw dirt on Montgomery. I mean, if you watch him, every play he runs the ball, he makes one or two guys miss, you know, and he's a bull. Like,
yeah.
You know, they constantly want to run up the middle, run up the middle. The line is garbage. There's nothing up the middle. Run an outside zone. You know, get these linemen moving. Get them in motion. I mean, he's not the fastest back. But, I mean, he could come out of the backfield, you know, bust, you know, hit the corner. You know, he's serviceable in the passing game. They don't ever throw any screens with him. And another point I wanted to make is regarding, you know, the quarterback situation. We know Foles is not the answer. We know that Case missed on Trubisky. And, you know, we cannot have any faith in them to find the quarterback. So everyone's like, yeah, let's draft somebody. We're not going to get Trevor Lawrence, right? Our record would be too good. I mean, I don't really know who's coming up besides him. But why not draft a guard or get the best tackle? You know, I mean, we're not going to find the future next year. We're stuck with Foles for the rest of this year and next year. Maybe we look 2 years down the road for a quarterback. You know, I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks for the call, Vincenzo. You know, the one thing with Montgomery, for those trashing on Montgomery today, clearly you're not watching football games and you're not watching the Bears games. If you see Montgomery when he gets handed the ball and before he takes his second step, he gets hit by a defender and then hit by another defender on every single play, and he's breaking through some of those tackles and getting positive yardage, mm-hmm. You're not watching Bears games. If you're trashing on Montgomery, you're not watching the game. I'm sorry, you're not.
Well,
how can you watch these games and not think that Montgomery is a decent player who needs an offensive line in front of him to open up some holes?
I believe it was the drive that set up the interception, but he was getting good. They were getting chunk plays. They were getting good yardage. And, you know, they ended up not being able to convert it into a touchdown, but you were moving.
Right.
You had two tight ends in there. You were moving the ball.
He broke one run up the left side, uh-huh. Left sideline.
Uh-huh.
Joey Mount Greenwood, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Joe?
Hey, boys. Thanks for taking my call. So two quick points I wanted to make. One, Nagy is out of his element. There's no doubt in my mind now that he was the one calling plays when the Chiefs blew the Super Bowl back before he became our head coach. Remember the controversy? Was he calling plays? Was he not? Nobody knew.
The wild card game. The wild card game against Tennessee, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was definitely calling the plays at the end of that game. The other thing I wanted to make, the Bears, their run defense is atrocious. I have never seen your secondary is not supposed to be making those tackles in the second level. That is all they do. And Lewis Riddick and the guys were talking about how their red zone defense is the best in the league and blah, blah, this and that. Yeah, well, you know what? Those guys aren't supposed to be getting to the red zone as much as they're doing, because all they're doing is running the ball right down the Bears' throat. You guys go look at tape. Look at it. Tell me what you think. I'll hang up and listen to you guys.
Thank you, Joe. We appreciate it. If you want to join the conversation, the phone number is 312-332-3776. We're breaking down the Bears' loss to the Rams last night on Monday Night Football. Your thoughts next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
All right, so here's my take here. I don't think Matt Nagy's good.
Hot take.
But things always appear as if they're worse than they really are.
Mm-hmm.
Look at last week. Okay. Look at last week. The Cleveland Browns, they get smoked by the Steelers, right? Smoked.
Yeah.
They get crushed. They come back on the road. They beat the Bengals. They're now 5-2. They're the sixth seed in the AFC. Are they really the team that got smoked by the Steelers? Or are they one of those teams that loses to the very best teams in the conference, but they're actually a pretty decent team? I think the Browns are probably a pretty decent team. And I think last night, we see the Bears get smoked by the Rams. Are the Bears one of the best teams in the NFC? Probably not. They probably are not the best team in the NFC or one of the best teams in the NFC, but I don't think that they're just out of the playoffs now because they get smoked by the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what happens this week. I know the Saints are pretty good, but as we go through the season, I think the initial reaction today is that all is lost for this team, but the numbers are in their favor. They already have 5 wins.
Yeah.
Chances are they will get to at least 9, if not 10 wins, and I think that's a playoff team, and I don't think it's as bad as it seems today because the offense was so bad last night.
Do you smell that? You smell it? Tyler, can you smell it in there?
I do not. Can you smell it? Smell anything.
I don't smell
anything. You smell it? Fresh DVOA rankings from our friends at Football Outsiders.
Anything good? Anything good to report back on?
Last week, the Bears ranked 14th overall. This week, 17th overall. Their offense is the 26th ranked offense in according to DVOA. Their defense fell from 5th to 6th from last week. And their special teams, this has to be up because their special teams have been garbage, are now 19th. Their opponent this weekend is the New Orleans Saints. I'll have you know, Chris, and you will hear this a lot. That the New Orleans Saints are playing their first outdoor game this week against the Chicago Bears. What's it? It's supposed to be like 40 degrees?
40.
Fair weather. The Saints ranked 6th overall. They were 7th last week, so they move up a spot. Their offense is 7th in the league. Their defense is 10th in the league. And their special teams ranked 7th in the league. So another tough test for the Chicago Bears this weekend.
And the Bears fall to 17th overall. The Rams are 7th in the National Football League in DVOA on footballoutsiders.com. Eddie on the north side, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, guys, I'm sorry. I was just right on the hold. Okay, so here it is. If I was the owner of the Chicago Bears and I see my head coach call a play where you're tossing it back 6 yards to gain a yard on 4th and 1,
yeah,
I'd walk right down on there and fire him right off the bat. But I've called the other shows up and I said Nick Foles needs another running back down there, and I know he's out for the year and everything like that, but you need another running back running to opposite sides to catch passes down the middle and do that stuff. Tariq Cohen, I know they didn't work him in the offense and everything like that. He needs it. When he won the Super Bowl that year against Brady, they had a running back, and he was the top one. He caught 10 passes for over 100 yards. You need more stuff like that. The offensive line, I couldn't even believe they, the penalty that they had on 4th and 1 when he ran up and got the first down on that, that was ridiculous that they had a penalty on it. And then my other thing is the biggest thing that Illinois sports got legalized. But why? We cannot bet on Illinois, Northwestern, Northern Illinois, and
oh,
the
you mean
state
sports
of
gambling?
Illinois now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, I wonder, we were all talking and on your radio stations all up and day, man, I love Wisconsin against Illinois. I love Wisconsin. And I went to go bet it.
Yeah,
hey,
you can't.
I could not bet it.
Yeah, here in the state.
Hey, guys, you're doing a great job. And hey, stick together. We need to pull somebody. If he's on the practice squad, we need a fullback or something to do the opposite end like that, that can go down the middle and make a catch like that for the 6-7 yards or even a first down, because that's Nick Foles, and that it is. Nagy does not know what he's doing, and you guys are completely right. This guy, he hasn't had a clue. If he run the offense of what he has out there, it would be good. But that's it. All right, you guys have a great night. Stay safe. Okay, take care.
All right, thank you, Eddie. And yes, in the state of Illinois, you cannot gamble on collegiate athletics here within the state of Illinois. So, yes.
Yeah.
U of I, Northwestern, NIU. Wherever you're at, gambling,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Simba in Hoffman Estates, you're on ESPN 1000.
Yeah, what's up, boys?
I just wanted
to call in and just say, you know, as much as I want to bash on Nagy and bash on the offense and just bash on everyone, the one person I got to look back and put all the blame on, or most of the blame on, is Ryan Pace, because, you know, he put together this bogus offensive line with a seventh-round pick in Charles Leno, a transformed defensive lineman in Rashard Coward. Granted, James Daniel is out, so that's the reason why. And a busted first-round pick in Jermaine Effetti. And I think that's the number one reason why Nagy's offense is 10. Like, he's running the ball a lot, or a fair amount. It's just they're not getting any push. They're not moving anyone. And so I feel like that's, like, you know, that the people he put together is just not making everything function well. And, you know, we can see it clearly with their offense. The defense is fine. It's just, you know, the roster he puts together is just, you know, not working out. And I'll listen to you guys when I go.
Thanks, Simba. Thank you for the phone call, and thanks for calling. You know, here's the thing. 17 runs last night for the Chicago Bears. So I disagree. Nagy is not calling a balanced offense. Now, The offensive line is not getting the push, to Simba's point, but also the play calling is not there to match it. And it's one of those things that we always hear about it. The more you run the football, you beat down the defensive line, you have an ability late in the game to open up some runs. Nagy goes away from the run game very early when it's not working for him. It's kind of what he's become known for, is that they kind of try it, they half-ass it, they don't get anywhere, and then next thing you know, you look up and Nick Foles throws for 40 times.
Well, the Bears also, look at this, right? Look at the opposite on the other side, McVay, right? The Bears have that great defense. The Bears have the great defensive line. You've got Akeem Hicks. You've got Khalil Mack. You need to keep Jason Goff upright, right? You need to keep Jared Goff upright and make sure that he is, you know, being able to have success. So what do? They moved him around. They rolled him out a lot. He threw a season-high 92 yards from outside the pocket, going 7 of 8. He'll average 11.5 yards per attempt from outside the pocket. So they moved him. Khalil Mack only had one sack. Why? Because he was getting rid of the ball as fast as he could. He was moving around so they could keep him away from Mack, so they keep him away from Akeem Hicks. They found ways to get around the Bears' great defense. So because of that, you saw the adjustments. Khalil Mack had one sack, and then what? He didn't get near him again. They had a couple hurries and stuff like that, but other than that, they were moving him around. They were making adjustments. You didn't see any adjustments from Nagy. You didn't see any adjustments from any of the offensive staff. You just saw, well, let's try this, and now let's try this, and now let's try this. He calls games like a kid who just got Madden for the first time. Like, there's no, he's like, I'm going to try this, and I'm going to try this, and I'm going to try this, and I'm going to try this now, and I'm going to try this.
Well, it's the kid that not only is it he just got Madden, but he also thinks that just throwing it every single play is going to get him somewhere.
Yeah.
Doesn't work.
No.
You gotta switch it up.
You gotta run the ball.
You gotta go where they're not.
You gotta run the ball. And I heard this a lot today from a few callers saying that you can't run to the outside. You can't go. That's all the 49ers do is run to the outside.
It's all the Rams do. I mean, think about how many times you saw Goff stretching out for those handoffs. We saw it on Sunday Night Football too. They made a point of pointing out how athletic Russell Wilson has to be to get those stretch plays out there.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Just because Nagy cannot do it and his offense sucks doesn't mean it doesn't happen in the NFL. It happens all the time. Adam in Humboldt Park, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Adam?
What's going on, fellas? How you doing?
We're good, man. What's up?
Not much, man. I just want to talk, we need a serviceable QB. Obviously, we need an O-line. I think to help, you know, go four wide, you know. I saw Nagy go with a three tight end set a couple weeks ago, and I was like, dude, what are you doing, you know? Play calling is not his thing. I do love the fact that he can scheme a player to get open. So, you know, whether it's Allen Robinson, whether it's Miller that we've seen, you know, obviously they get passed up because they don't have time. You know, we knew last year that Rashard Coward wasn't the answer, and we still brought him back on the team. He gave $9 million to Jimmy Graham. Granted, you know, he's been our biggest, you know, threat in the end zone, but we could have picked up Glasgow. We could have picked up so many serviceable offensive linemen on this offseason that would have helped. I think, you know, Pace obviously needs to go. Nagy, I don't know. I mean, yeah, he can't. I like him as a coach, as a people person, as a player. You know, he keeps the team together. But, yeah, play calling definitely has to go. You know, next year, you know, we have a first round, right? What do we do? Do we pick up QB or do we just go offensive line, stick with Graham, find somebody, you know, like a Jacoby Brissett or somebody just to have as a backup?
Jacoby Brissett.
I'm just saying anybody.
Oh, no.
Anybody. Okay,
oh, no.
How about the guy from the Chargers?
Tyrod Taylor.
They're all, there's a list. Not great.
Adam, these are all Band-Aids.
Cam Newton.
We have a gapping, we have a wound. Gushing.
I'm just saying. But we
these
have
are
a
little
now.
Band-Aids.
We have a, I understand. But, okay, so what do you think? Do you think we draft a QB? Waste the first round on a late draft pick QB? Or hold off and wait until the next following year? Because I think Foles can get it done manageably. He's not the most athletic. I wish he had Mitch's legs. I think we all do. You know what I'm saying? Maybe with a little more time. You know, one caller brought up, you know, Darren Sproles when Nick Foles back in 17, but they had like the number one offensive line.
Yeah.
The offensive line was beast, which gave him more time. Has more time, he can execute. He sees the field. We know that. You know, a lot of those throws last night, he missed Mooney, what, half a second maybe? Just maybe a little bit more? You know, I mean...
He seemed uncomfortable in the pocket, and absolutely. Thank you for the call, Adam. We'll continue talking Bears with you here on ESPN 1000. Phone numbers 312-332-3776. And also, we have new exclusive information on the Hot Sauce Bandits. There's new information at this hour. We'll talk about it next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
I'd like you to meet someone who's really special.
It's Black and Abdallah.
A real inspiration.
Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN_Chicago.
It is Halloween week here on the program. Blacking up doll, ESPN 1000. Yeah, that's right. I said before the show, I mentioned to you, Adam, that do you know in our audio system, when you type in Halloween, there's only two things that come up as far as song options?
Yeah,
there's the go-to, the usual song that you hear, Halloween, you know, the theme music for the movie, Halloween. All right, we all know that one, right? It's Halloween week. Halloween's
is,
on
it
Saturday.
It is.
The other option is this. I'm not familiar with this song, but it's labeled Halloween music. It's kind of a different vibe. Is this, does this get you going for Halloween week?
Is I feel like I recognize this. Like, it's from a cartoon.
I was
going
to say, this is from something.
See,
I don't know what it's from, but it's from something.
I don't know what it is. I tried to Shazam it earlier, and it didn't work. It just came up no results.
All right, what's our go? Are we going with from the movie Halloween? Or
no, I think we should go the other one. It's the official Black and Abdallah song of Halloween. Yes. Yeah, I don't know what the hell this is, but...
it doesn't really put me in a Halloween mood, though.
It is. It's like, everybody's trick-or-treating from a safe distance. Wear your mask under your other mask or over if it's part of your costume.
I did see a report on the news about Halloween costumes that it is important to wear a mask under your Halloween mask,
because
the Halloween masks don't do anything.
They don't do anything. They got holes in them. You don't want that.
Okay, so you're telling me that we're for all Halloween related activity here on the show until Saturday, we're going with this weird Halloween music dance thing?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we'll keep that in mind. We also have new developments in our Hot Sauce Bandit scandal on the show. Last week, Adam brought it to the show. Hold on. Yes, we're going to get back to the Bears calls. We have a lot of Bears calls.
We do have
we're
a lot of Bears
football.
Absolutely. Bears Tuesdays brought to you.
There's a lot of issues with the Chicago Bears.
Bears Tuesdays brought to you by Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Acura dealers.
So there's a lot going on with the Bears. We also have a short show tonight. We're only on until 7 because Game 6 of the World Series is coming up at 7 o'clock right here on ESPN 1000. got a ton of stuff to do, but last week on the show, Adam let us know that someone here in the office has been using his hot sauce. Mm-hmm. He keeps his hot sauce in the refrigerator, which is in a common area mm-hmm. here in the office mm-hmm. at ESPN 1000. Someone's been pillaging his hot sauce. He noticed that the levels of sauce were depleting at a rate that was higher than the amount he was using on his food from day to day. So we have opened an investigation into the hot sauce being taken from Adam Abdallah. Big conversation in the hallways here at
yeah.
ESPN.
Oh, yeah,
a lot
yeah, yeah.
of people,
yeah.
big high-level executives mm-hmm. chiming in.
Mm-hmm.
Who is taking Abdallah's sauce?
Mm-hmm.
And then late last week, Tyler, I don't think you were here for this. Were you here for this? Did you hear this late last week?
I caught up on the podcast
okay,
today.
Okay, mm-hmm. so you're aware now that there was a new development late last week that whoever's been using the hot sauce left us a voicemail. I set up this voicemail for the snitch line back in the summer. Remember
yeah.
the NBA bubble? They had that snitch line that they set up in Orlando.
Yeah.
I set one up for the station.
You did?
For all of us to kind of keep an eye and make sure everyone's following COVID-19 protocols.
Mm-hmm.
But now the hot sauce bandit has been using the snitch line to leave Abdallah voicemails.
And let's be clear. Yeah. I don't care if it's Carmen or not.
You think he's the prime suspect?
He's my lead suspect.
Okay.
Carmen
right.
DeFalco is my lead suspect.
We've had a couple of high-level executives here at the office point to a couple sales individuals who've recently been back in the office.
A manager of ours has pointed to Carmen DeFalco, though. And I will say this.
There's a lot of pointing fingers.
As of what is today, Tuesday?
Yes.
And we did this on Monday is when I named him, or Friday when I named him the prime suspect. He has not confirmed nor denied.
Oh.
Hmm. And I know he sees okay. it. I know you see. I know you see a Carmen DeFalco.
I don't think he's watching the Twitch right
he
now.
He could be.
No,
you
he's
don't
not.
Know. You,
he's got
I know
kids.
You see
he's
it.
Cooking dinner.
I know you've got Twitter.
He's
I know people
whiskey.
Be tweeting at you
he
and saying,
not.
"Hey, are you the hot sauce what? Bandit at Carmen DeFalco? Are you the hot sauce bandit? I know you like whiskey, but are you the hot sauce bandit? But guess what? No denial. Suspicious. You sus."
Okay, so I'm not going to go on a limb like that and just name Carmen the prime suspect. He's just a name that we are looking into here at the station. We got another voicemail today.
What? Is
so,
it him?
The hot sauce bandit is back up to his tricks. He left another voicemail on our snitch hotline, and good luck, Adam. This is for you. Here it is.
Hello, Adam. How is your hot sauce today? Enjoying the sauce, are we? Tasty. I have a riddle for you. Tear one off and scratch my head. What once was red is black instead. Good luck with trying to find my true identity.
What?
I'm watching you. I'm using your sauce. You can't stop me. I am the hot sauce bandit.
What?
Do you want... Should we... I
what?
Don't... There was a riddle in there.
What? Say so, that again.
So the hot sauce bandit is not only taking your sauce, he's also messing with you, giving you riddles. Okay. All right. Well, that's weird. Here it is again.
Hello, Adam. How is your hot sauce today? Enjoying the sauce, are we? Tasty.
Mm-hmm.
I have a riddle for you. Tear one off and scratch my head.
Yeah.
What once was red is black instead.
Yeah, it's a match.
Good luck with trying to find my true identity. I'm watching you.
What? Why are you looking
I'm
at me like that?
I'm using your sauce.
No, you're...
You can't stop me. I am the hot sauce bandit.
I think you're right on the riddle.
No, I know I'm right. I Googled it.
Oh. All right. Well, there you go.
Type it
so
into
you know.
Google.
So you got a match.
You just
so what does
in...
that mean?
It means it's Carmen.
You think Carmen just outed himself on
I
a voicemail to mess
says,
with you?
It's a match that I got him. I think it is. I think it is.
Hello, Adam. How
Let's
is your hot
any
sauce
other
today?
Clues in here.
Enjoying That's the a... sauce, are we?
Yeah, see, another
Tasty.
Pun. Another
I
pun.
I have a riddle for you. Tear one off and scratch my head.
Mm-hmm.
What once was red is black instead.
Huh.
Good luck with trying to find my true identity. I'm watching you. I'm using your sauce. You can't stop me. I am the hot sauce bandit.
So weird.
See, we don't have any smokers at the station.
It's so weird.
At least not cigarettes. So,
Hold on, there is someone who has taken up smoking as of late.
I said cigarettes.
No, I know.
But.
I'm just saying.
But one Carmen DeFalco is an avid cigar smoker.
Huh.
Cigar smoking.
Huh.
And a lot of people use matches to light cigars, like the longer ones, not like the fireplace matches that are like a foot long, but like longer matches.
Huh.
I mean, pros use a torch lighter, but
shout
still.
Out to our Twitch chat, ESPN 1000 Chicago, our Twitch channel. They're trying to figure out the identity of this individual. They're saying, is the clue a match?
Yes.
A suggestion to who the true identity is.
It's got
to
be Carmen. It's Carmen. I think it's Carmen. He's my number one suspect.
It's Carmen.
Chicago Fitness Man is also saying that song is from Pinky and the Brain.
No, it's not. The Halloween song?
That's what he says.
Really?
Oh, yeah. This sounds right.
Someone tweeted us that it's
from Pinky and the Brain?
No, it's not. That's not the theme of Pinky and the Brain.
Pinky and the Brain. It might be. It might be. But is it the Pinky and the Brain theme song?
No way.
Hold on. I'm going to Google it.
All right, we'll get to the bottom of this. But we're going to keep our eyes in this investigation on the Hot Sauce Bandit. Keep this open at the moment. So you're going all in that it's Carmen. You think he's leaving these voicemails? That
he is my lead suspect.
Okay. All right.
He is my lead. First of all, listen.
All right.
Listen. Listen, computer, I've been talking a lot about hot sauce. Doesn't mean the ad before the Pinky and the Brain theme song needs to be about hot sauce.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Did you just yell at your computer?
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Boom, 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 boom.
Couple of class announcements. We are off early tonight. World Series Game 6 coming up at 7 o'clock. The Dodgers lead 3-2. They look for their first World Series since, 1988? The Dodgers look to win the World Series tonight. You can hear the game right here on ESPN 1000. At 7 o'clock, Black and Abdallah, you can download the podcast of the show on the ESPN Chicago app, so make sure that you do that. Mm-hmm. We are moving 5 up, 5 down, and early lines to tomorrow because we're running out of time here on tonight's program.
Yeah, we talked too much Bears with the people. It was all brought to you by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Acura dealers, and then we had to get an update because I got a voicemail from the Hot Sauce Bandit, Carmen DeFalco.
You can't name Carmen just officially. And by the way, the Twitch chat, shout out to you guys watching the show, ESPN 1000 Chicago. The Twitch chat bringing up, going to put this out there. This is a quote. Has Abdallah been removed as a suspect? AA split personality is the bandit. Now he has to question what he really knows and who he is.
No.
Are you a suspect?
No,
is Abdallah a suspect?
No, because I only bring one. First of all, what other meal would I eat the hot sauce with? I only have one meal
with me.
What
if you're just pouring it out into the drain trying to fool us all?
That's stupid.
Flip in Lockport, you're on ESPN 1000.
No offense.
Go ahead, Flip.
Hey, as a second generation listener, my dad used to put you guys on the radio, and I used to hate it, but now we listen to it together.
Oh,
and
oh that's great.
That's
thanks.
And that's why I think that it's Cap. That sounded like Cap's vernacular in the clue. I've heard him say, good luck, kid. Nervous, are we? You know, I've heard him say that on more than one occasion, and it just sounded a lot like Cat, I think.
Huh. Also fair. Also
good idea,
fair.
Flip. We'll
also
keep
fair.
Our eyes and we'll.
Also fair.
You know, we have yet to rule Cap out as a suspect. That is true.
Well, that makes me feel a little bit better in my guess.
Hmm. All right. Thank you, Flip. Stay on this case, all right, Flip? Help us out if you can in the following nights, okay?
Will do.
Thanks, man.
I ruled Cap out as a suspect. One, he don't want the smoke. Two,
well, that's true, yeah.
I don't think that he knows enough about technology to record the voicemail and send it to alter his voice like that.
Hey, you said it, not me. That's fine.
I'm just saying. I also don't think he would do it because I've seen Cap like eat stuff. Like I've seen him I don't think he uses hot sauce on things. I don't think the morning crew is in on it because I think it's too early in the day for hot sauce.
You put it on eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I eat my eggs in the afternoon.
But most people eat them in the morning.
Yeah, most people eat eggs in the morning.
And
that's
I don't
how
see
they start
bringing
day.
Eggs and eating them in the morning with hot sauce.
All right. Well, so are you ruling out Cap as a suspect?
I think I'm ruling out Cap as a suspect because I also think it would be like he'd go to some farmer's market and get some artisanal stuff that like was made on site too, and he got it like with some cheese. So I don't think that he.
Let's be real.
I don't think. He would be.
Let's be real. This bit has gone on way too long for him to be able to stick to the bit.
That's true. That, yeah, you said it, not me.
It's been over a week, so I mean.
Yeah.
Khalil in Burbank, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Khalil?
Hey, guys. What's up? How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to say something really quick about the Bears.
Go ahead.
So,
yeah.
My thing is, like, I think the misconception that's happening right now is that from what I'm hearing is we keep on saying the Bears are going to make the playoffs. The Bears are going to, you know, eventually make the playoffs. But what I'm trying to understand is why is the playoffs the goal? I mean, at the end of the day, our goal should be, you know, the Super Bowl. So that's why, right now, our team, our defense is a Super Bowl caliber defense. We have a Super Bowl caliber defense. Our offense is complete trash. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I think we need to stop shooting for the playoffs and eventually start talking. We can get to the playoffs all we want, get to the NFC Championship all we want, but we know damn well we're not going to make it to the Super Bowl, and we're not going to even win a Super Bowl with that offense.
Right, right. Good call, Khalil. We appreciate it, and that's a good point. You know, yeah, even if they make the playoffs, they're not going to win the Super Bowl this year. They need a better quarterback. They need a better offense.
Oh, yeah, that take that I had the other day about not wanting to win a Super Bowl in the pandemic, yeah. I think I'm good.
Yeah, I think you are, too.
I think I'm good.
And by the way, Twitchers, it's not me. I'm not the one
using
the sauce.
You don't like spice.
They point out that I'm the only one that knows how
to do it. No, I've ruled you out. You don't like spice.
Everyone here at the station has that snitch number.
You don't like spice.
We set it up back months ago.
You don't like heat.
I like spice.
You don't like heat. You don't like heat.
All right, we will be back tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We'll also join Waddle and Sylvie at 2 o'clock from 2 to 6 tomorrow. Game 6 of the World Series is coming up next right here on ESPN 1000.
Listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.